Good morning. Is it time to wake up already? Ugh, man, it's already 12 o'clock? Oh, man, we gotta go. All right, this is Steve. It's your English guide from abroad. Thanks for waking me up. I hope you guys have all had a great morning so far. If you didn't actually guess, today's video is going to be about how to wake up early and actually enjoy doing it. So I am usually pretty good about getting up early. I generally wake up between 6:30 in the morning and 7:30. I know, pretty crazy, right? But it took me a long time to be able to do that. So how did I train myself to wake up early? I will tell you at the end of this video, along with a little challenge for you listeners. So make sure you listen until the end. Let's move on to today's sentence. Instead of doing something that I didn't like homework or whatever, I did something that I actually enjoyed, which for me was meditating, reading, and working on my own business. Today we're going to talk about the intonation, when your voice should go up, down, or stay flat, rather than pronunciation. So listen to this part of the sentence. Instead of doing something that I didn't like homework or whatever, now, do you notice that on the word whatever, my voice goes down? Yeah, because this part of the sentence is negative. We don't like doing homework, and we're focusing on stuff that we don't like to do. When our voice goes down, kind of like, I'm so sad, I don't like today, that makes people kind of feel like you're not very excited, you're not very happy, and people don't generally like to listen to stories or people that talk like that a lot, because generally it makes their speaking seem very negative. But when you have a sentence with a very negative meaning like this, like homework or whatever, you can go down because you're talking about something that's negative. So listen to these example sentences. I don't like coffee. That is something I don't like to do. Now, we oftentimes will end going down, but we emphasize some parts, like I don't like. It's kind of strong, right? I don't like that. I don't like to eat chicken. Or I don't like coffee. So don't like is very strong. We want you to know that we really don't like that. Now, actually, the word actually is stressed here. Actually implies that something might be a surprise or not assumed. Like, I actually like stinky tofu. Most people in Taiwan, where this food is very famous, will assume that foreigners don't like stinky tofu because it's not a kind of food they're used to and it smells very, very bad. So I actually like stinky tofu. So that word actually is very strong. So let's go back to the key sentence. I did something that I actually enjoyed. Do you hear that actually is very strong there? So the actually should be stressed more than the other words. Now the final part of our key sentence is a list. So listen to the key sentence part one more time, which for me was meditating, reading, and working on my own business. So when words are put in a list, like we have a 1, 2, 3, meditating, reading, and working, we tend to slow down on each part. Meditating, pause, reading, pause, and working. But those words are also very strong. They stand out. We want you to know what items are on our list, which for me was meditating, reading, and working on my own business. Do you notice that those words are a bit stronger? So when we put words in lists, we tend to emphasize them more. I hope that helped you guys out. If you have any more intonation or stress questions, feel free to ask me. I will try to help you the best I can. And now it's time for vocabulary. So word number one is whatever or whatever. Whatever or whatever. It's a pronoun and it means it is not important what is, it makes no difference. So whatever can really be anything. I know that's a terrible definition, right? But listen to this sentence. We can play whatever you want. I like every game here. So imagine you see 10 video games on the floor and your friend says, which one do you want to play? I can play whatever. They're all fun. So we say whatever to mean basically that anything is okay. So whatever actually doesn't have a negative meaning. It's kind of a positive in that you don't really care what. So what do you want to eat? I can eat whatever. Everything seems okay. So it basically just means that you don't really know or care that much about what's going to happen. You're more open. All right, word number two is actually. Actually. And sometimes in American English, we'll really shorten this so it'll sound like actually. Actually. So actually or actually. It's an adverb, and it means in fact or really. So here is an example sentence. She doesn't actually like Star Wars. She just wants to go on a date with you. So this maybe will sound familiar to some people. I remember many years ago, I really liked this girl, but I did not like country music. But I chose to go to a country music concert with her just to spend time with her. So I didn't actually like the music. I just wanted to go on this date with this girl. You can even put it in a question. Do you actually like stinky tofu? Most foreigners don't like it. Yes, I actually like it. All right, word number three is meditate. Meditate. It's a verb, and it means to think calm thoughts in order to relax or as a religious activity. Many of you probably know what meditating is, but listen to the example sentence anyway. The teacher meditates before each class to ensure that he doesn't explode on the students. So maybe the teacher sits very quietly for 5 minutes and calms down his mind. That way he doesn't get angry in class. Hopefully this is not your teacher. Just an example sentence. So yes, meditating is very healthy, and it's a big part of religions like Buddhism. So it's really cool to practice, even on its own. I admit I'm not very good at it, but sometimes I try to meditate for a few minutes just to relax. Okay, so that's it for the pronunciation and the vocabulary. All right, I promised you an explanation on how to wake up early and a challenge. Let's start off with waking up early first. I found it easier when I did something else before work, something I really enjoyed. I really can't get excited to go to work, so it's hard to wake up and think about work when I first wake up. So when I roll out of bed and go, oh, I gotta get into work in 20 minutes, that's really hard to wake up for me. And I used to do that a little bit, but I felt like I was always really slow when I did that. I didn't feel happy. I wanted my coffee more. However, if I can wake up and read a book or go exercise or do something that interests me personally, I find it much easier to wake up. I prefer to exercise in the morning because my mind is still a little bit slow, but sometimes I will also read or write if I don't go exercise. It also really helps to drink some water before you go to bed or in the middle of the night. Just don't drink too much because waking up dehydrated or with no water. Dehydrated means your body has no water. If you wake up dehydrated, you will definitely feel tired and you will want to sleep more. Trust me, I woke up dehydrated for many years because I didn't drink enough water. Okay, and I have a challenge for you. It's going to be a trivia question. So if you know the answer to this question, please send me a private message on VoiceTube. You can click on that little envelope or mail icon on the top of the screen. I won't respond to answers in the comment section just because some other people might read your answer and not be able to participate. So in the next episode on next Tuesday, I will mention the first three people who send me the correct answer to this question. So please no cheating or using Google. Give me a guess, even if you don't know the answer. Because I'm a music lover, I want to start you off with a question about music. So here is the question. Who sang a song about being an Eggman and a walrus? Who sang a song about being an Eggman and a walrus? The only hint I will give you is that this is a very, very famous band that your mothers or maybe even your grandparents might be familiar with. All right, I will tell you the answer in 1 week with the first three people to private message me with the correct answer. Thanks for joining me today, guys. Remember to check out the English blog and my personal podcast, The Pixel Meditations, below. We're extremely happy for anyone who's listening to the episodes. We just did an episode on nature and why it's so important for human beings to be in nature. Have a great week, and I will see you guys next time.